Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Friend of the show who's on the phone with us right now, Mr. Bill Levin is. Let's give him a big round of applause. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi, I love you over there in Ireland. Thank you for calling me.
Good. Well, look, I'm glad that you took the call and that we're here now, because I think this will be good fun, because Mr. Bill Levin, or as a... Would you prefer to be called Grand Poobah and Minister of Love, or will I call you Bill for throughout this? I'm good with either.
I'm not big on formalities. Bill is fine.
Oh, good, you're right. You know what? We'll save Grand Poobah and Minister of Love for maybe procedural issues and stuff like that when we're doing ceremonies, maybe. That'd be a better idea.
When you marry us.
Yes, exactly. But for now, Bill is what we'll use. So, Bill Levin, you are Grand Poobah and Minister of Love, but I guess another way of saying it is that you are the group leader of a newly formed, now stop me if I'm wrong, First Church of Cannabis. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes, we're the First Church of Cannabis in Indiana, and we were established on March 26th of this year, at the same time our governor signed into effect the RFRA bill, SB 101.
Now, what's that exactly?
Well, it started off as a religious freedom bill, but was extremely anti-gay. And we fought it tooth and nail.
Sure.
But when he was going to go sign it, you know, I followed the correct path to enlightenment and we started a church.
Okay, see, this is a better idea. Rather than trying to fight what's going on there, you say that there's this new act that basically, I take it it's something to do with giving religious institutions or registered churches certain freedoms and liberties that maybe other organizations, like, say, companies, might not have.
Is this correct?
Okay, so you decided, right, I'm starting my own church, and you legally registered a church. So I know that in most countries and states, as you'd have in the US, there is a certain procedure that goes behind, for example, having a charity or a not-for-profit organization or a this or a that. So you've done all of the legwork required to have a church set up. So this is a legal, recognized church, am I right?
We are a legally incorporated church in the state of Indiana. We have filed all our federal papers, but like every government, you know how long it takes for papers to go through the federal government?
You're probably still waiting. You said you sent them on March 26th. I'd imagine you're still waiting, are you?
Yeah. I mean, it's hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait.
We sure.
We can't do anything. The envelope not there yet.
Okay. Yeah, probably not. It probably haven't even opened the envelope.
You see, this probably is going to take a while, because if it's the First Church of Cannabis, am I right in saying that cannabis isn't legal in Indiana? Or am I wrong? I'm not really quite down with the marijuana laws.
No. We have some of the strictest laws in the nation.
About marijuana?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So
we're up against it here.
Yeah, we really are. So let me break this down then, because Kira makes a good point there. So you, obviously, marijuana for the average Joe, like me and you, if we want to go and smoke some, is illegal. But here's the difference. Under this religious freedom law that you mentioned at the start, and the fact that you guys are a legally registered church, I'm thinking that the First Church of Cannabis, surely at least some part of the ceremony at some point of the day is that you guys smoke cannabis.
Of course we will.
Yeah. So what's going to happen then?
It's like any other church service. At the end of the service, you go out in your car and you smoke one, except we're not going to make you go out to the car. You can stay in the, you know, you can stay in the sanctuary.
I understand. You're going to include it. You're going to incorporate it into the service.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Good. That makes sense.
You know, we believe in the 1111 prayer, the auto prayer, O-T-T-O, named after a cancer patient who I dearly love and miss. This is when we, in the morning time, celebrate the love and the beauty of the plant, and we know its health, the health prosperities of it that can make people well, and we want people to have it. So, you know, it's our medical prayer in the morning at 1111.
Sure.
And at 4:20 in the afternoon, well, that's just stagehand call. Everybody knows that that's the, you know, official union break around the world.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 420 is now synonymous with the, I guess, consumption and the acceptance of cannabis, you could say. I mean, definitely. Because I read here as well that you say cannabis is the healing plant of your sacrament. You say it brings us closer to ourselves and to others, and it is the foundation of your health, love, curing illness and depression, and you embrace it wholeheartedly with spirit, individually and as a group. To me, Bill, this sounds like a central part of your religion.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
We are hardwired as human beings. We are hardwired for the intake of cannabis. We have an endocannabinol system, very much like a nervous system within our own bodies, each and every one of us. It gets out of whack with the poisonous foods and beverages we eat. That's what makes us sick, fat, and tiresome.
Okay?
As soon as we can get our endocannabinol system back up to par and start taking these things, there's only one plant that gives us the endocannabinols and gives us the THC, and that's the cannabis plant. Just like when my dog has a stomachache, he walks across the yard, he eats a certain blade of grass, he then throws up, and he walks back and he tries to kiss me and says, "Hey, Dad, I feel better."
Okay.
Look, it's true, and I get you. And you know what? There's two things that strike me here. One, you believe that, and I can tell you believe that, mm-hmm. and it's very good science, so I don't see what makes it different to any other religion. In fact, if anything, you could say it's a lot more sound scientifically than any other religions. But also, Kira was telling me, and she might not admit this on air, but Kira was telling me she really wants both her and I to become members of this church. I mean, how can we do this, Bill? How could we become, I guess, a part of your congregation?
Well, right now we have a GoFundMe page up on our Facebook page.
Sure.
That we're raising funds from, and everybody who signs on to that is a member. We have a printout card on our Facebook page. We're in the middle of doing all the web pages and looking for churches and having staff meetings and meeting with lawyers and realtors and accountants. And meetings, you know, hey, dude.
My life has been a meeting since it started.
And how many members are there of the Church of Cannabis so far?
Paying members were over 600-700. Wannabe paying members, about 37,000.
Wow, 37,000. Good Lord.
Yeah, as soon as we can start getting our web pages together, this became a worldwide thing, okay? When I started this, I thought it was going to be the 200 or 300 people in Indianapolis. But it seems as though everybody in the world can relate to the new deity dozen, the 12 suggested pathways to life.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a modern-day religion for modern-day issues, and it doesn't have anything to do with any of the old guilt, sin. You know, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do how we celebrate daily life and how we love each other. We have a real simple prayer. It's three words. You say it five times. I love you. 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 Hey, what a great prayer.
That is a great prayer.
And it's easy to remember.
Very easy to remember. There'd be no memorizing like there was in the old Catholic prayers.
When we grew up and we went to what would be primary school, which would be your kindergarten, we had to memorize prayers off by heart. That was our homework.
Sure, yeah. We had to memorize them in Irish, which is our, you know, first language, I guess you could say, and the language that all our prayers are in.
Memorize all 10 million verses of them. So I'm pretty happy with that. I love you.
It's concise.
It is.
Yeah, I like it. No, definitely. But look, Bill, this is what's cool, I think, and this is where this all really gets interesting. Obviously, we're having fun with this, and it is a very cool idea. But where this really gets interesting is when you try to say to the government, no, this isn't us smoking dope. This is a religious ceremony. That's when this is all going to kick off, right?
I'm real sure that when we light up on the pulpit, that we will have the attention of the world upon us.
Sure.
How people react to it is strictly up to them. I do believe that the officers of our state are gentlemen and scholars, and I have a very high respect for them. I really do.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But they still might have to arrest you.
Well, they don't have to. You know, in this state, they can give you a ticket and tell you to appear in court.
Okay, but they might do that, is what I'm saying. There might be consequence to you practicing your religious freedom.
Well, I'm not bashful. I mean, I'm familiar with the court system.
Okay. Okay, all right. But that's what I'm saying, is in that's where this will really get interesting, when you see whether or not they'll, I guess, allow you or not allow you, right?
Well, I think, you know, if it comes down to that path, yeah. Right now, you know, I'm trying to get as much love as we can get going in this state. And it seems to be blossoming everywhere. I don't have too many people saying nay to me, except some, you know, really tightly wound wing nuts.
Don't mind them. They are a minority.
You want people to refrain from trolling on the internet and insist that you insist don't be an asshole. That sounds like a good church to me, in fairness.
Yeah, it's a brilliant church.
Yeah. And we got one thing that no other religion offers. Well, the one most important thing. Have some humor in your life.
Yes! Amen. That's a religion I want to get behind. Absolutely. This is cool, and I like this. Most importantly, love everybody. I mean, to be honest with you, Bill, a lot of what you're saying is, I believe, now correct me if I'm wrong, is I believe how Christianity was supposed to kind of start out, and then things got a little distorted along the way.
You know, the message of love has been here forever. People get the message of love confused in translations and mean, what does love mean? What, you know, what does it mean? We all know what love means in our heart. We all know. We don't need to put it down in words. You know, love is that joyful, happy first kiss. It's that joyful, happy time when you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time, a new baby, a new puppy, a beautiful spring day, a bird landing on your arm. You know, love is everything.
Sure, I agree. Love is all around us. Love is in nature.
Chris,
love is in this planet. Yes, Kira.
I love you.
I love you, Kira.
I love you, Bill.
Bill, we both love you. Yes!
Yes!
See, this is what we should be doing. How is this man not going to be able to set up a religion? Already he's spread more love than in the last 10 years I've gotten from going to church here. So, look, Bill, I know you're a busy man and I know you've lots going on. I mean, you are running a church now, I'm sure, among other things. So I'll tell you what we will do. How do we get onto your... You said you have a fund page as well, don't you?
We have the First Church of Cannabis on Facebook.
Okay.
The only thing we've got right now... we're waiting for our web pages to get launched. We got a company that we're working with, and you know, there's another 5-person meeting.
Exactly, absolutely. So, First Church of Cannabis on Facebook, I guess, is your central point. We can go through there, and we can get everything on there, and we can find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. First Church of Cannabis.
And you know what, Bill? We might check in with you in a couple of months to see how that church is coming along.
You've got my cell number. Anytime you call me, I am here for you.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Well, look,
Thank you, Bill.
Before you go, I love you again, okay? I love you.
I love you, Bill.
I love you, and I love everybody in Ireland.
There
and
we go.
Have an absolutely great life adventure this week.
Awesome. See, there we go. And that's Bill, Kira. See, if we could all be a little more like him, the world would be a lot nicer place. I'm telling
I'm
you that right now.
I'm definitely happier after that interview, I have to say.
Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? We're spreading love.
What is the name of this? You know, at a funeral.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to Mass, what is the name of that smoke that comes out?
Incense.
What incense? That's a particular incense.
Oh, myrrh or frankincense. Or it's one of those things they gave to Jesus, isn't it?
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Why not incorporate what they're trying to do with the Church of Cannabis, but have maybe that smoking?
So like burn a nice little 5-spot in
and
the little
relax
thing.
Everybody in the church.
Hey, look.
And people will be less sad.
Yeah, that's true. That you're dead right.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.